According to Dr. Nicole Riddle, whether you're starting a new job or vying for a raise or promotion, you should always be negotiating. Research has shown that only about 20% of people always negotiate their salaries, while up to 40% never do. Dr. Riddle's article on this topic, entitled Working Hard for the Money, The Importance of Salary Negotiation, is now posted on CAP.org. In this CAPCast interview, Dr. Riddle provides advice on how and why to negotiate your salary, as well as other employment benefits. Negotiating may be scary, but as Dr. Riddle explains, it's much worse than not doing it. Okay, Dr. Riddle, let's establish why salary and raise negotiations are so important, especially for women.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'd love to talk about some points about negotiations. So many of us love our jobs, but we don't necessarily love it enough that we want to do it for free or want to feel that we're getting less than we're worth or certainly less than equally qualified colleagues. So it is important for people to have a salary that makes them feel wanted and appropriately compensated. And in order to do that, negotiation is usually in order. Most places, obviously, are trying to save as much money as they can. And so if you don't, they're usually going to offer the lowest amount that they think you will take. And so negotiating helps you get a higher level. And most employees actually start with a number that they expect you to negotiate up from. This is especially important for women because it has been shown statistically that women are much less likely to negotiate or to discuss salary or benefits or raises. But it's also been shown that when women negotiate, they get the same percentages of increase in salary and benefits, et cetera, as their male counterparts.
What steps should you take before entering a negotiation?
So it's important before entering a negotiation to, one, know your value. Have an idea of how competitive your subspecialty may be, if you have one, or what recent graduates and hires in your area have gotten. You can find that information either from contract lawyers, or sometimes it's available online from Medscape or other organizations. And it's a good idea to just know what to expect before going in. You also want to organize your thoughts. You should practice before your first interview, if you can, having that discussion, because you never know when they're going to pose that question to you.
Okay, so let's say you are in the negotiation and inevitably the talk turns to an actual salary figure. How should you formulate your ask?
Again, if you're going to formulate your discussion about salary, try your best to do your research beforehand, before you even go to your first interview somewhere, because you never know when they will ask. And then have kind of a range in mind of maybe what some recent friends have told you or graduates or information you can find. And be aware that if you give them a range, they are going to probably focus on the lower end of your range. So with that in mind, because they offer people the same amount, or some places they just might not be willing to give you any more actual monetary salary, but there's other benefits that you can have. There's educational funds, you can have less call, you can make sure that they cover insurance, make sure that you have office equipment provided for you and that you don't have to bring your own, and then vacation. Vacation is a big one where, you know, even if they won't give you more money, maybe they will give you an extra week or two for vacation or an extra week specifically for CME, where then you don't have to take it out of your vacation. And I know I personally also, when I was taking a job somewhere, I worked in taking a course like the CAP AP3 for lab management. I knew I would have a new position, and I worked that into my contract that they would cover the cost of that course and the travel and lodging, which was very helpful for my personal growth and, you know, was also in their best interest.
What other tips can you share about the negotiation process?
So essentially, first, you have to do it. They've shown studies where only about 20% of women in particular, but even only about 40% of men actually negotiate. And you first just have to be willing to start it. Don't be afraid to ask for a little more. It's just all about how you do it. And then essentially try thinking about someone else. Try thinking about what they might want or what might work for them, so that if you're going to them with an ask, or if you're asking for more, have a good reason from their viewpoint as to why you deserve it.
Now, what about asking for a raise? What's your advice on this?
So a lot of it is the same. You need to be prepared. You need to know your value, what maybe you bring to the company. If you're well aware that you're bringing in a lot more than they are giving you, then that is excellent bit of information that you can utilize. And then also some other little tips that may or may not help, but they certainly shouldn't hurt, is picking the right day. They've shown that Thursdays are a good day to ask for a raise, just based on evidence. Drink a little bit of caffeine or something that'll pep you up. It seems to make people more resistant to their persuasion and might give you a little more chutzpah. There's that power stance that people talk about. Certainly one of those things that shouldn't hurt, and to try it then for a minute or two in that power stance. And again, just be prepared with the list of maybe all the things you do that your boss might not realize you do to, one, support why you deserve more, and then also to think of it from their point of view is why should they feel that you deserve more.
Finally, any parting advice about either negotiating your salary or negotiating a raise?
Yes. My number one advice would just be, don't be afraid to hear no and therefore never ask. That is the biggest problem that people face, is they're not going to offer to give you raises or offer to give you more money on their own, or at least they very rarely do. So you need to ask in order to receive. Again, especially important for women, because they've just shown that women are much less likely to at salary negotiations, and they're much less likely to ask for raises or extra benefits. And it has been shown that the gender gap is real, and at least a part of that is just because women don't speak up.
Thank you, Dr. Riddle, for discussing this important topic. Read more of Dr. Riddle's advice in her article, Working Hard for the Money, The Importance of Salary Negotiation, now posted on CAP.org.
Thank you for listening to this CAPcast, and be sure to listen to our other CAPcasts from the CAP on our SoundCloud channel at soundcloud.com/pathologists. And we're also now on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes by searching for the word CAPcast in your iTunes store. Once you find our podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button so you don't miss any new CAPcasts.